You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle 1490 AM in La Crosse.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers announced that he is not seeking a third term for governor. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson.
Well, he's made it official. Governor Tony Evers is stepping aside after two terms in office.
For five decades, my family has sacrificed to give me the gift of service. They're my world, and I owe it to them to focus on doing all the things we enjoy and love doing together. It's why, Wisconsin, I'm announcing that I will not be running for a third term.
Evers built his political brand on education. A former teacher, principal, and state superintendent of schools, he's often called the education governor. He made headlines in 2023 by using that creative partial veto to extend school funding increases for the next 400 years. Evers' time in office marked a clear contrast with his Republican predecessor, Scott Walker, whose signature policy curbed union rights for public employees, especially teachers. And Evers' election in 2018 marked a shift in state politics. Since he took office, there have often been power struggles between Evers and Republicans leading the legislature. Under his tenure, though, Democrats helped secure a liberal majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. That led to new legislative maps, which are expected to again shift the balance of power in the legislature in 2026. A Marquette Law School poll last month found 55% of Wisconsin voters did not want Evers to run again, even though 48% still said they approve of the job he's doing. Now, Evers' exit sets the stage for a competitive Democratic primary, and so far that field is wide open. On the Republican side, two candidates are in so far, Washington County Executive Josh Shoman and Business Executive Bill Berrien. Governor Evers will remain in office through January 2027. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The Wisconsin gubernatorial primary will be held in August of 2026 with the fall election to follow in November of 2026. The state's housing market saw some positive signs in its June home sales report, which showed year-over-year sales up 8.1% and a slowing in the rise of median home prices. For over 4 years, the average cost of a home year-over-year rose 5%. For three of the last 4 months, that figure has stayed under 5%. The Wisconsin Realtors Association said that 11.5% of all closings happened in the month of June, and increasing home sales this summer could show an improving housing market. Average home prices in western Wisconsin have been lower than last year for the past 4 months already, while the number of homes sold is the highest in 5 years. However, in La Crosse County, local home sales reached a record median price of $340,000 in June, topping the old record set in May. That figure is also $25,000 more than this time last year and almost $55,000 more than the start of 2025. Median prices of homes in La Crosse County match the statewide number of $340,000. City government committees are just about done for the month of July. The Board of Public Works meets Monday to consider a handful of broadband internet permits. Then the next committee meetings are during the first full week of August, where the city will consider an ordinance restricting the sale of hemp-derived cannabinoids to people ages 21 and over. City officials will also take up items to replace drinking fountains around La Crosse and meet to discuss the new city administrator position next month. The body of a woman missing in La Crosse on Sunday was found Wednesday. La Crosse police said that the body of 22-year-old Elliot Hines was found in the Mississippi River near Brownsville, Minnesota. The Houston County Sheriff's Office contacted the La Crosse Police Department at 10:28 Wednesday morning. In a statement, the La Crosse Police Department offered condolences to the woman's family and said that they are awaiting an autopsy report while they investigate the death. Hines had last been seen Sunday morning. A Cooley Region bowling alley is being sold. According to a post on Facebook Wednesday, Nordic Lanes in Westby will be sold next month. The current owner of Nordic Lanes thanked customers for 13 years of supporting his business. Future plans for the 46-year-old building are unknown. The final Friday night fish fry will be August 15th. A farewell party is scheduled for August 16th from 3 until 7 p.m., which the public is welcome to attend. Nordic Lanes is located on Highway 14 on the northwest side of Westby. Senator Tammy Baldwin is part of a group of legislators that have introduced the Child Care for Working Families Act, which is part of a package of bills Baldwin says will lower costs for Wisconsin families.
I've introduced a package of bills that will address the challenges that I hear about in every community every day, from the high cost of housing, child care, and household goods.
The child care bill would cover a wide range of issues currently facing child care providers in Wisconsin and across the country.
Our bill ensures that no working family will pay more than 7% of their income on childcare. This legislation will also provide grants to help communities in need to open new childcare centers, covering startup and licensing costs. We'll also make sure that childcare workers are paid a living wage and achieve parity with elementary school teachers who have similar credentials and experience. Lastly, our bill would dramatically increase access to quality pre-K.
Baldwin said that an investment in childcare will also have other benefits.
When parents cannot find affordable care, they cannot join the workforce or go back to school to get the skills they need to land a good-paying job.
Two other bills, the Price Gouging Prevention Act and First-Time Homebuyer Tax Credit Act, are part of the package. Meanwhile, Governor Tony Evers has launched the Child Care Bridge Payment Program, which provides $110 million in monthly direct payments to Wisconsin child care providers through June 2026. The latest state budget includes some funding for child care providers in the state, but an industry already stretched thin financially is starting to see more challenges. With more, here's Civic Media's Terry Barr.
Corrine Hendrickson runs Corrine's Little Explorer in the Nuclearis area. She led the push to get a bigger piece of the state budget pie for thousands of childcare programs all across the state.
As I was watching the budget proceed and realized we're probably not going to get what I need in order to stay open and affordable, like wondering, what do I do? How do I stay open and where do these kids go? To be honest, I'm angry that I'm closing in this way.
The budget includes $360 million for childcare, but Hendrickson says the need for support is closer to $1 billion. And adding to the problem, trained teachers are in short supply, and providers with open spots for children can't legally fill those due to the workforce shortage. Corrine's Little Explorers will close in August after 18 years in business.
Before the budget was signed into law, about a third of Wisconsin childcare providers were at risk of shutting down without any new funding sources. A bipartisan bill is up in Congress from two Wisconsin representatives. With more, here's Civic Media's Lisa Hale.
Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin and Republican Representative Tony Weed from the 8th Congressional District introduced a bipartisan bill to honor veterans who participated in Operation InSweep with the Vietnam Service Medal. Participants in Operation InSweep, a mission to clear dangerous mines in North Vietnam after the war, are currently ineligible for this service medal because their service took place after the United States had officially withdrawn from Vietnam in January of 1973. The bill is inspired by retired Navy Commander Michael Cosgrove of Sturgeon Bay, who spent 5 months in and out of North Vietnamese waters and received virtually no credit for the work. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
The bill wouldn't be up for consideration until after Congress takes its fall break. It's Aviation Week in Wisconsin. With more, here's Civic Media's Lisa Hale.
This week through Sunday has been proclaimed Aviation Week by Governor Tony Evers in recognition of the world's largest aviation celebration, EAA AirVenture 2025, happening this week in Oshkosh. Wisconsin Department of Transportation Secretary Christina Boardman says the event at Whitman Airport highlights WISDOT's Bureau of Aeronautics' commitment to strengthening Wisconsin's aviation network. Attendees are encouraged to visit the WISDOT BOA exhibit in Hangar A to learn more about the Wisconsin airport system and the various aviation programs that are offered across our state.
You can find more information on the DOT's website. An air quality alert is in effect until 11 p.m. tonight. It'll stay hot and humid for the next several days with highs today in the mid-80s. Showers and thunderstorms overnight will give way to sunny skies Saturday with highs again in the mid to upper 80s. Sunday and Monday will be the hottest days of the current heat wave with high temperatures in the low to mid-90s. With heat index values near triple digits. Then a cool down arrives in the middle of next week. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. Download the free Civic Media app now at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
A Brewers anniversary. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball. The Brewers host the Miami Marlins at American Family Field, where they're celebrating the 25th anniversary of the opening of the ballpark. Food discount specials, special events planned for the fans. After the game, a home run derby featuring former players like Prince Fielder, Carlos Gomez, and Ryan Braun, the Brewers with the best record in baseball heading into this weekend's series. Golf. The winner of the Wisconsin State Amateur Golf Championship is a teenager, 18-year-old Vince Siegel, sank a birdie putt on the first playoff hole after shooting a 4-under 68 in the final round. NFL Packers training camp practices continue. How's it going so far?
Yesterday was pretty clean. I thought our guys did a good job of competing, but also taking care of one another, because ultimately we needed everybody healthy for us to be at our best. By and large, our guys did a good job of competing, getting the work in, but also taking care of one another.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Many blame the cancellation of The Late Show with Steve Colbert on the Paramount Skydance merger deal and say it was political, including Colbert, who had some choice F-words for the president. If it was political, Paramount should have thought harder about which presidential adversary to fire. The studio just gave Trey Parker and Matt Stone $1.5 billion in a new contract. During the much-anticipated Season 27 debut episode, Parker and Stone wrote a blistering takedown of the president. The story involved a romantic or sex scene between Trump and Satan, and also showed the president taking off all his clothes in the desert. Maybe Colbert got fired because he wasn't dirty enough? Here's a story that might not feel so good about a guy who made us feel so good. Trumpet expert Chuck Mangione has passed away at the age of 84. Mangione was known for his tune Feels So Good, which was a big hit in the 70s. It was a great tune. Rest in peace, Chuck. Hulk Hogan is no longer with us. The man who tried to fix wrestling matches to protect his image, notoriously used horrible racial slurs, organized a fake presidential campaign, joked about body slamming Kamala Harris, stonewalled a wrestler's union, took steroids, allegedly caused the breakup of a friend's marriage, and falsely claimed to play bass for Metallica, has passed away. Those offering tributes include the president, who says he will be missed, he was MAGA all the way, and the lovable Vince McMahon, who said Hogan was a global phenomenon. I guess those are tributes. Hulk Hogan was 71. Well, the people begged for it, and Hollywood listened. As a result, there will be a new Air Bud. In the first Air Bud, a young grieving boy befriends a dog who he finds out is great at basketball. In the new Air Bud, a young grieving boy finds a VHS tape of his father's dog, then befriends the same breed of dog who is great at playing basketball. Word on the street is that the new Bud will be a much better baller due to much better CGI. Leave it to Studio A24 to take a different approach to the romantic comedy. Materialists, starring Pedro Pascal, who is now officially in every movie released this year, Dakota Johnson and Chris Evans received good critics' reviews and decent audience reviews. Johnson plays a matchmaker trying to decide between her perfect match and an imperfect ex. Oh, the film is now available to stream on Amazon Prime. Native Wisconsinite Carrie Coon is getting some career props, and it's about time. Coon was nominated for an Emmy for her role as Lori Duffy on Season 3 of White Lotus. Coon plays a woman on vacation with her two oldest friends, played by Leslie Bibb and Michelle Monaghan, as they build each other up and backstab each other all at the same time. This is Coon's third Emmy nomination. She also received one for The Gilded Age in 2024 and Fargo in 2017. But this time, she is the odds-on favorite to actually win the award. GoldDerby.com gives Coon a 65% chance of winning the award this time around. Not sure how that was tabulated, but on Wisconsin. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 85 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, scattered showers, maybe an isolated thunderstorm, are low in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms possible with a high right around 86. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.